Beginning current daf, Masechtos Ma'id cut and daf Tezayin, begin four lines down the top of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion, as Rashi tells us, once we're discussing that of the Menudah, which was related to the theme of the Metzaira and of that of the Oval. So we explain and we clarify certain halachas related to the halachas of Nidui of excommunicating an individual. Salman Rabbi says, Menalan, from where do we know the Meshadrinan Shalicha de Beidina, that we send an agent of the court, Mizamninan Le Ladina, and that we invite what's called the hazmana, a summons to a court case of that individual. The Chassid says a pasuk in Midbar. It says v'yikra moishim v'yishlach moishim moishim sent likra l'dasam l'avirim b'nei aliyev to call for dasam b'yim the sons of aliyev. So we see that you send an agent v'yishlach he sent and you make a hazmana, you make a summons. Now menolam dem is a mina l'din, and how do you know that the summons is for a court case? The Chassid, like it says in the pasuk, v'yemim moishal karech moishim said to karech ata v'chaladascha you and your whole assembly. That Pasuk says over there, you should be in front of Hashem, you and them, an hour and tomorrow. We see that that's an invitation of what's our summons. Now, l'kamei gavei rabbi, how do we know it should be in front of a great person? That's what the hazmana is. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, l'fnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. And how do we know it's atah palanya? And these are all different elements of a hazmana, of a summons. How do we know it's you and him, meaning and the litigant? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, atah v'heim v'aron, you and them, and aron, meaning both parties. Should be present. And how do we know the kavina zimnin that we set a certain date, a time? The chassidic says in the pasuk, machar, tomorrow. And how do we know zimna basa zimna, that if he doesn't come that time, then we set another date for the hazmana, for the summons? As the chassidic says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, where it says, karu sham, they called over there, in this context it's translated as sham, as from the word of shamta, which is the excommunication, on Paroi, Melech Mitzrayim, Sha'in, who made this big noise, Hever HaMayid, who passed the time. In other words, in our context, what it's being the drush as a Shamta, an excommunication, but Paroi, who he missed the date, in other words, which they were supposed to have a war then, but you see that they made another date because of that, because he missed the first one. They're calling him again, so we see that you make one Hazmana, and then if they missed that, you make another Hazmana. Now, Amnon, what do we know? The mispaka b'shlicha the beidina, that if that person is disgraceful and disparaging to the agent of the court, that v'asi v'amar, if the agent comes along and he says that this person was disrespectful to me, the lemischazi kelishna bishna, it does not appear to be like lashon hara, like slander. The chassid says the pasuk over there in Bamidbar, when Moshe Rabbeinu was summoning Dasan and Aviram, as we mentioned before, that was the context of the source for the hazmana. So the pasuk says that they say, and even ha'ene ha'noshem ha'im tenakir, even if you're going to poke out the eyes of those people, which were referring to themselves, they said, lo yinalu, we're not going to come to you, to your court case. Now, if not for the shliach of the Bezin telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe would not have known this. How did he hear this? Obviously, the shliach Bezin was able to tell him, and it was not considered as a violation of Lashon Hara. Now, menolam de mishamtinan, and how do you know that if the party refuses the summons that we excommunicate him? This is like it says the pasuk in Sefer Shoftim. It says, Oidu Meiroiz, Meiroiz was his name, should be cursed, where he didn't listen to Baruch to come to fight, and therefore you see that you excommunicate when they refused the summon. Now, how do we know that you say the Hochi Sabara de Gavar Rabba that this is what the great person, his opinion is when they're coming to excommunicate someone, that you have to excommunicate him in the name of a great sage? Because the Chassid says within Sefer Shoftim, Amar Malach Hashem, so says the agent of Hashem, which is referring to Baruch, who said to excommunicate him, who he was the Malach, the Shliach, which is what Malach means, of Hashem. Umenolan de Mechamarinon, how do we know that we do a Cherim, which is that with Ar, with a curse? It's like it says in the pasuk, "Aydu order, he should be cursed." And how do we know the ochav b'shasi ba'day? And it also includes whoever eats and drinks with him, b'koy ba'arba amos the day, and that is if he's in dalad amos of that person who is excommunicated, it applies to them too. Because the chassid it says over there, in that pasuk in Shoftim, when it says that meiroi should be cursed, so says the Malach Hashem, and it says "Aydu order," says he should be surely cursed. Yeshveha, which are those who sit with him, which are his friends. Now, menolam de pertinent chatoi b'tzibura, how do we know that we specify his sin in public, that we tell the people of a city that it's for this and this reason that we're excommunicating him? The chassid, it says over there, ki lebol ezaz Hashem, because they did not come to help for the people of Hashem, that's why he's being excommunicated. So you see, you say the reason. Vama Ula, and Ula said, Bedald Mei Shipuri, with 400 Shefa blasts, Shamte Baruch Lamoris, Baruch excommunicated Moris. Now, this machlik is exactly who is Moris. Ikidamah, those that say Gavar Rabbah, he was a great personality, but because he refused the summons, he was excommunicated. Vikidamah, those that say Kechavahava, it's actually a star, meaning a planet that's the mazel of Sisera, who they were fighting against. Shalom, like it says in the pasuk before that, it says, Min Shemayim Nilchamu, from the heavens they fight, Hakachavim, the stars, and it's referring to the star of Sisera. Now, Menolam de Mefkarin and Nechse, how do we know, continue with this process of Nidui, that someone who doesn't listen to the rabbis, that we declare his assets onulus? Tachsilik says the pasuk in Ezra, whoever's not going to come in 3 days' time, and the Gemara says, "Katzas hasar maskenim," like the council of the ministers and the elders, yochadim kol ruchushay, all his properties will be declared onulus. And this is where we learn out the Tamaruk dictum of Hefker Bezen Hefker from this pasuk, that what the courts declare onulus will be onulus. But huyibadal mikol hagoyel, and he'll be separated from the assembly of the diaspora. This is where we see that because they're refusing to listen. Now, Manolam, what do we know? Dinatina, that we fight with him. Leitina, we curse him. Machina, we hit him. V'talshina, say we tear at his hair. Umeshbina, we make him take an oath. Because it says in Sefer Nechemiah, it says, V'odivim, and I'm going to fight with them. V'akalim, I'm going to curse them. Meaning for those who were settled with foreign women, and they're not listening to the rabbis. V'akamehem anoshim, I'm going to hit from them the men. V'emgutim, I'm going to tear at their hair. V'ashvim, I'm going to make them swear. You see that someone who's not listening, who gets the nidui, gets all these different punishments too. Now, umenolam dechavsinan, how do we know that they bind his hands and his feet? V'asrinan, they tie him to the pillar to get lashes. V'avdina hardafa, which Rabbi Huda Berid, the B'shmo, is going to shortly explain what is hardafa. But how do we know we do all these things? It says in the pasuk in Ezra, it says that whoever doesn't do the service of God and of the king, so I'm going to say his judgment is that they should do for him hein lamois, whether to be killed, hein l'shereishi, which we're going to shortly explain what that means, and hein l'anash nixin, whether to be punished with his assets, v'lesudin, and to be tied up. Now, my l'shereishi, so I'm a'adah mordi, omer nechemi ba'baruch, omer rev chiyah ba'oven, omer rev Yehuda, says that's referring to hardafa that we mentioned before, that the person in nidu gets. Now, my hardafa, omer rev hiyah b'shmu, b'ashilis, m'shmedidab, it means, first, menadin la'altar. First, he excommunicates the person right away. Since he's not listening to the judgment, we put him in the state of nidui. Then, mishayin l'achar lamed. Then, after 30 days, we do a subsequent nidui that again he's not listening. U'machrim l'achar shishim, and then we put him in cheirim, which is a higher level of excommunication. After 60 days, that is hardafa, that we chase, we pursue him. That is the punishment of someone who's getting nidui. Now, however, omalei Rav Huna bar Chinuna, he says, Hochem Rav Chizda said, that Masrin Beisheni V'chemisha Beisheni. We warn them on a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. Which, Tosfos brings some Rashi from Perush HaKuntres, that on the first Monday they warn him, and they put him in Nidui, and so too on Thursday. And on the subsequent Monday is when they do Cheirim, and you don't have to wait 30 days. And some say that actually means before they do Nidui, then they first warn them in this procedure. So it's debated what exactly does Rav Chizda mean, that you do the warning, is that the process of nidui, is that before you do the nidui? But one thing says the Gemara is hanemil lemaimina. That's where someone owes money to his friend and he doesn't want to pay based on the verdict of the court. Avalaf kirusa, but if someone's disgraceful to a tamal chacham la'alter, that's when we go and we put him in chayim right away. As the Gemara brings a story, ahu tavcha, there was a butcher dispake, but avtuli b'masan, that was disgraceful and act in a wanton manner in regards to avtuli b'masna. So imnu alei abayi b'rabba, so abayi and rabba will put in charge a special counsel to look into this, Bishamtu, and they excommunicated him. Now, Lasaif, at the end, Uzla Paisal Baldine, the butcher went and appeased his partner, that of Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. So Mabayev says, now, okay, Hegelabe, what should we do now? And that is, if Lishrile, if we should permit him and undo his excommunication, but Lichal Shamta Leat Lasazim, then it didn't take effect yet for 30 days, and the Shamta is not less than 30 days. And if Loi Lishrile, and if we're not going to undo his cherim, but kaboy rabban lemeil. But the rabbis need him. So what should we do? So amalei l'ravid bar Rabban, they said to Ravid bar Rabban, midi shmilach ba, did you hear anything regarding this question that we're discussing? So amalem, he said, hachem rav tachliv bar avimi omer Shmuel. Says, tut aser v'tut shari. Tut is like from tooting a horn. In other words, yes, you're allowed to permit his shamta, even though it didn't take effect yet for 30 days, because that shayfer that makes the toot, that put him in nidui, could be the same shiva that permits him, and you could permit it even within 30 days. However, Amalei said to him, no, that was only for monetary law. But being disrespectful to Tamachachem, That's adachayla shamta letlas and zimna. That's only if it already has taken effect on him for a period of 30 days. So one thing the Gemara does point out is that amaksav abaya, obviously abaya held, hani beit losa de shamiturim, when you have three people that put someone in chayrim, you can't have three other people go ahead and permit that nidui for the fact that he himself was trying to go ahead and involve in the special counsel of trying to permit. He put in chayrim, and now he's involved in trying to see, because he has to be the one to permit it. Because actually, this was a question that they had asked. Regarding three people that had made a excommunication, what's the halacha? Could you bring three others and permit it? So it says the Gemara, Tashmat Zvinger Rai, from the following brayso. Menudah l'rav, if someone is excommunicated by the rabbi, by the teacher, menudah l'tamad, he's automatically considered excommunicated regards to the student. Menudah l'tamad, if he's excommunicated to the student, ain't menudah l'rav, he's not automatically excommunicated to the higher level of the rabbi. So to menudah l'iroi, if someone is excommunicated regard to his city, menudah l'acheres, he's automatically considered menudah for some other city. But menudah l'acheres, if he's excommunicated from the other city, any menudah l'iroi, that does not automatically make him excommunicated to his own city. Menudah l'nasi, if someone is excommunicated for the nasi, menudah l'chalisol is considered for the excommunicated by all the Jewish people. But menudah l'chalisol, if he's excommunicated to all the rest of the Jewish people, any menudah l'nasi does not automatically excommunicate him regards to the nasi, to the leader of the Jewish people. Shimon Lila, he says, if one of the students, part of a bezin of three people, that made a nidu and he died, so chelke in a mufer, his portion is not nullified now that he's dead. So we infer a few different things from this brayso, and one of them will be an answer to the question that we had asked regarding if you have three people, could three others come and permit it? Says the Gemara, Shmamina, we infer, first of all, tlas, that it's to be three people, because we're talking about his portion, and we're saying that it's three people that make the nidu. Shema Mina also infer from that Talmud Shanidu L'chvaydai, that if a student went and made a nidu for his own honor, not L'shem Shema, not for the sake of heaven, it's just because someone had upset him, which most definitely that when we say that you menudu L'talmud, you're not menudu L'rav, most definitely that had to have been that he did it for his own honor, because if it was that the person that he's putting nidu did something that was prohibited, a violation of law, then for sure he would be menudu l'rav, because ein chacham vein etzav ein tefun neged Hashem, says the pasuk in Mishlei. And he was saying that he's not menudu l'rav. So it's regarding the rav that he's not menudu. But for everyone else, it is considered nidu, even though he's doing it for his own honor. Now we also could infer that kolecha be'echad mefer chelke, that every single person nullifies his own portion. So the fact that we said that when one of the three students died, his portion, and it's his portion, which obviously he's not the only one, so there's three, but his own is not nullified because everyone nullifies his own portion. And the Shemam that we also refer is Hani Beit Lasa the Shemitah, which is the question we originally asked. When you have three people that do a Chayrim, you cannot have three others go ahead and permit it, because we said that the one who died, his portion is not nullified at all, even if others come along. Which, Amar Meimer, he says, Hilchas Halacha, however, is Hani Beit Lasa the Shemitah. If you have three people that did make a Shamta, he disagrees, he says, no, you could have three others come and permit it. So how can you say that? Batan we learned the Braisa, which is what we just extrapolated the last halacha we said from it. We said, it says, if one of the students that was part of the nidui, he died, his portion is not nullified. My love, isn't it that it's never going to be nullified because you can't have others take the place? So on that he says, no, you're reading it wrong. It's ad the aser bitlasa achrini b'sharli, meaning the fact that he died doesn't automatically nullify it. It's until you have three others who come ahead and permit it. But yes, others could go ahead and nullify his portion. Talmud Lina Braisa, continuing on qualifying this process of nidui. So in nidui pachas malamad yom, as we mentioned before, a process of nidui is not less than for 30 days. And the in nazifa, which is a type of a rebuke, as the Gemara is going to say later on, that's not pachas mezayin yom, that won't be less for a punishment of 7 days. Now, vav pishin ra'i l'dav, although there's no proof to this idea, but zech l'dav, there is some type of a recollection of this idea. Shemek says a pasuk in Bamidbar, when it says regarding Miriam that she had tzaraz, because of the lashon hara, va'via yorek, but for now, if her father would spit in our face, haluk tekom shabbos yom, wouldn't she be embarrassed for 7 days? Which is like a type of a nazifa, like a rebuke, that it lasts for 7 days. Amar Chizda, now he says, however, nidu shalanu, the nidu that we do in Bavel, is kinezifa shalahen, is like the lower level nezifa of those in Eretz Yisrael. And the nezifa did do a shiva, their nezifa, like we mentioned before, seven, so our nidu is only for 7 days. Says Gemara Basul Loi, but our nidr is not more than 7 days, it's not 30 days. But Reb Shimon Bar Rebbi Ubar Kapara, these two great Talmid Chacham, have a Yasiv Kugar, so they were sitting, they were learning. Now Kashlush might have a difficulty in the sugi that they were learning. So Amalei Reb Shimon Labar Kapara, Reb Shimon said to Bar Kapara, Dovazet Tzarech Rabbi, this topic that we're discussing needs Rebbi, which Rebbi, Reb Yehuda Hanasi, was the father of Reb Shimon. He was Reb Shimon Bar Rebbi. So he said this needs his father, who is Rebbi. So Amalei Bar Kapara, Reb Shimon, so Bar Kapara said back to Reb Shimon, Omar Rebbi, what do you think Rebbi would say about this already? I mean, there's no Rebbi in the world that would know this thing. So also Amalei Lavua. So Reb Shimon went, and innocently, like Rashi tells us, not because of Lashon Hara, he told over his father what had happened that day in Yeshiva when they were sitting and learning. So Ikpid, Rebbi was bothered by this statement of Bar Kapara. Now Asa Bar Kapara l'schazui, like Bar Kapara came to visit Rebbi because Rebbi wasn't well, because as the Gemara tells us elsewhere in Bar Metzia, that he accepted Yisurim, afflictions on himself, and he had a lot of physical difficulties. So Bar Kapara came to visit, do Bikur Chayil. So Amalei Rebbi said to him, Bar Kapara, Eini Makircha Mi'aylam, I don't recognize you at all. Which he was alluding to him, that he doesn't want to see him. So Yodah, the Nokin Milsa B'dayte, he realized that Rebbi was bothered by something that he had done. And Nog Nizivusa B'navshe Tlas in Yemen, he went and he treated himself with a Nizuf, with a scorn, 30 days. So we see that the nidui is not for 7 days, and this is a bubble, and this is going to be for the nazifa. Actually, is this is Rebbe, but it's nazifa. With nazifa is 30 days. We said our nidui is like their nazifa, and we said their nazifa 7 days. We see no, even Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, that it's for 30 days. So then our nidui should be 30 days, not 7 days. Additionally, Shuv Pamecha, there's another time that Gazi Rebbe decreed Shle Yishnu L'Tamid Meshuk, that people should not teach students out in the marketplace. My Dadash, what was he expounding? What's the problem? He said the Pesach Shir Hashirim, Chamuki Yirechayich, the hidden thighs, which it's Shir Hashirim, it's talking about the beautiful woman, that's Klal Yisrael, that's Kamoi Chaloim. So the hidden thighs are like jewels. But what's it alluding to? Is my Yorech Besesa, just like the thigh is hidden, which is concealed with a person's clothing as you continue to bathe, of the Victoria Besesa, so too the words of Tyra should be hidden, because the end of the Pasuk says, Maisi de Uman. This is the handiwork of a craftsman, which is referring to the Tyra, which is the craftsmanship of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So it's referring to that the Tyra should also be hidden like the thighs. So it should not be out in the open in the marketplace. But Yotzer Reb Chiya went out, B'shon l'shnei b'nei Echav, and he taught his two brothers' sons, his nephews, B'shuk, in the marketplace, which were L'Rav u'L'Rav Abba Reb Chana, which were his nephews. Shom Rebbe Ikpid, Rebbe heard about this, and he was bothered by this. So Reb Chiya l'shazulei, Reb Chiya came to visit Rebbe. Omalei said to him, Iya, which that was the nickname he gave for Reb Chiya, which is not pronouncing the ches, but like Iya, which is a type of derogatory nickname. Mikar lach b'chutz, who's calling you outside? In other words, get out of here. He was trying to hint him that he's not invited over here. So Yod did not get milsa b'daiti. He realized that Rebbe Yehuda Anasi was upset at him. Nag nizivus ibn avshin. So he did a nizuf on himself. Tlas in Yemen 30 days. Again, you see that the nizuf in Eretzol was 30, not 7 days, and hence our nidu should not be just 7; should be 30 days. Now beyond tlas and shalachle, the story continues that on day 30 he sent for him. He said, "Toh, come to me." Hadu shalachle. Subsequently, Rebbe sent back a message to Reb Chiya. Dulei lesi, he shouldn't come. So the Gemara asked, Meikar myself, in the beginning, what did he think that he sent for him? Well, Besave myself, at the end, what did he think that he sent that he shouldn't come? So the Gemara explains, Meikar myself, initially he thought, Mixasim Kakulai. Part of the day is like the whole day has gone. So it's 30 as if 30 days already passed. Well, Besave myself, at the end, he held, Loyamin Mixasim Kakulai. No, in this context, we're not going to say that part of the day is like the whole day and 30 days are not passed, and therefore he's still in that Nizuf. Now, Lesave Asa, at the end, he did come on the 30th day. So Amalei Rebbe said to him, Amai Asa, why'd you come? He says, Amalei, because the Shalach Limar Delesi, you sent me an agent, a message that I should come. But he said, Ba'al Shalach Yilach Delaitis, but then I subsequently sent you that you shouldn't come. Amalei said to him, Zer Isi, this one I saw, Vezer, and the second Shliach, Lairisi, I didn't see him. So Kari Alei, Rebbe said regarding Reb Chiya, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Bert Seis Hashem Da'achiyash, when God is pleased with the path of a man, Kam Oivav Yashlim Itoi, that also his enemies are going to make peace with him, because He was forcing through divine intervention that he didn't see the second shlich and that he is going to come and make up with him. Now, so he said, "My time of Mahachi." So he says, "Why did you do this? That you taught in the market out in the open?" Amalei says, "Dechsev," because there's a pasuk in Mishlei. He says, "Chachmais b'chutz tareina, wisdom you should sing out in the open." So Amalei said to Reb Chiya, "Im kadisa leishanisa. If you read it, you didn't review it. Vimshanisa leishalashta. And if you reviewed it, you didn't do it a third time." Vim Shalashim, you did a third time, like Pishlach, and they didn't explain to you what this pasuk means. Chachmes pachut tzareinu. What does it mean? Wisdom will sing in the outside. Kedirava. The Amar Rava, the Rava says, kol isik b'toira mibifnim. No, you're not supposed to learn it outside and teach it out in the public. It means whoever toils in this Torah on the inside, Torahsa machrezalav mebuchutz, his Torah is going to announce for him on the outside, but not that you're teaching outside. It will then announce you on the outside, but not that you should be teaching outside. But then he says, but it says in the passing in Yeshaya, loy mirosh b'seisi debarti. Hashem says, not in hiddenness did I speak in the beginning. When Hashem gave the Torah, it was out in the open. So that says, no, ahu b'yem dekala. That refers to the drasha that everyone comes to by the Yom Tovim. That's supposed to be out in the open. But regular teaching in Torah should not be out in the marketplace. Then the Gemara says, okay, but b'chia, hay chamuki rechaych, which is the source of Rebbe's drasha, which Torah should be concealed like the thighs. My overlay, what does he do with that pasuk that he held that, no, you don't teach it in private, you teach it out in the marketplace? He explains that pasuk regarding charity and acts of kindness, that should be done, what's called matan b'seis, that should be done discreetly, but Torah should be taught on the open. So, but one thing is, the Gemara concludes from these vignettes, is Alma, so we see Nezifa did who? The Nezifa, the scorning of Eretz Yisrael, was to last 30 days, and therefore even if Arnig is like their Nezifa, the low one, it should still be 30 days, not 7 days. So the Gemara, no, Nezifa is Nasi Shani. When a Nasi, which is Rebbe Yudah Nasi, when he does Nezifa, that's different. That's going to be 30 days, but generally it's only 7. And therefore, Aron Nidu, which is like their Nezifa, is going to be only 7 days. Says the Gemara, no, Nezifa didan kamahava. So Aron Nidu, which is the high one, is like their lower Nezifa, which is only 7 days. Now, how much is Aron Nezifa here in Bavel? So the Gemara, Chadim, it's only for one day. Kihad the Shmuel Ma'ukva, like there was a story with Shmuel Ma'ukva. Kabayasvi Garsi Shemaitu, when they would sit and learning. Ma'ukva would sit in front of Shmuel at a distance of Dalet Amos, meaning like a student in front of Shmuel, because Shmuel was greater in learning than Ma'ukva. But when they would sit by a court case, Shmuel would sit in front of Ma'ukva at a distance of Dalet Amos, because Ma'ukva was the Nasi. But they would lower the area of Ma'ukva when he would sit in judgment, but sitsa on a mat. And he would sit on it, so that he should be able to hear the words of Shmuel, his teacher in Torah. So therefore, they made his space lower down that he could then hear from Shmuel. Now, kol yom, every single day, have malavale ma'ukva l'Shmuel ad shpize. Every day, ma'ukva would escort Shmuel, his teacher in Torah, till where his lodging was. Now, yom echad, one day, itrid, ma'ukva got busy bedine in the court case that he was thinking about. That court case, and he didn't remember to go after Shmuel and escort him to his house. So instead, Shmuel went after Ma'ukva. Now, kimat lebeisei, when Ma'ukva comes home, amalei, so Shmuel tells him, loy negaloch, isn't it clear to you? In other words, isn't it enough that I'm already following you all the way home? Literally, mar betigri, let the master permit my dispute. In other words, give me permission to go back home. So the Ma'ukva realized the naka, the Shmuel was holding on to milsa b'daiti, a grudge, against it because he made Shmuel follow him all the way home. Nog nizifus benafshi chad yemes. So he treated himself to a nizifus of one day. So we see that nizifus in Bavel is only one day. So the Gemara brings another story that Hahi Itza, there was a woman, the Havas Yasva Bishvila, was sitting in a path, in the alleyway. Havas Pashta Kadr, she was sticking out her legs, because menifa chushaloi, and she was winnowing hulled barley. And there was a Talmudic scholar who was walking by. She wasn't humbled in front of him. She kept her legs stuck out. So Amar, the Talmud Chacham said, how audacious is this woman? Now, this woman came in front of Rav Nachman and asked him, what should she do? So Amar, he said to her, did you hear an excommunication from the mouth of the Talmud Chacham if he excommunicated you? Amar, no, she said, I didn't hear him giving some type of excommunication. So Allah said to her, okay, then zili nehugi nezifus echad yoimi b'nafshach. So then go ahead, treat yourself a nezifus for one day. And like we see, that's the lowest one, and nezifus in Bavel is only one day. Another story, Zutra bar Tuvia, have a kapasik sidura. He was organizing the parashias, kamed Rav Yehuda. Kimat l'hai psuka, when he came to a pasik in Shmuel Beis, that says, ve'elo dibri David achrim, these are the later words of David. So Amalei said to him, wait, when it says Achreinim, the later ones, Mechal Dek Rishayim, the inference is that they were earlier. Now, the word Divrei means a terminology of prophecy. But we don't find anywhere else that it says Divrei of David, only in this Pasuk. So Rishayim Ainihu, what are the earlier Divrei that we don't know of? So Shasik V'lom of Midi. So Rabbi Huda was silent, and he didn't respond. So Hada Amalei. So again, Zutra Bar Tovia said to him, again, it says Achreinim, the later ones, Machaldik Rishonim, the inference is that they're early ones. Rishonim Mahi, what are these earlier words of prophecy of David? So Malay, Rav Yehuda responds, says, my Daita, what are you thinking? Toliyod the Perusha the High Crow, who doesn't, if someone does not explain this pasuk, Lav Gavad Abahu, he's not a great person? Like, well, you already asked me once. Now, Yada the Nokan Milsa Bedaita, he realized that obviously he was bothered by what he did. So Nog Nizivus, but Nafshe Chayyam, he treated himself to Nizivus, to a scorn of one day. And again, we see this idea of Nizivus of one day in Bavel. Now, the Gemara says, with the Asan Allah Miha, but one thing once we brought in that pasuk that he had asked him, which was part of the story, Sachreinim, Machladik Rishainim, yeah, this says the later words of David, which inferences that they're early ones. Rishainim, what is the answer? What are the earlier words? So that's based on the pasuk in Shmuel Beis. Pasuk says, "Ve'David David Hashem es Dibra Shira." So David spoke to Hashem the words of this song, and it says Divrei. "Be'yoyim Hitzel Hashem Oisa." In the day that Hashem saved him, "Mikaf Kol Oivav u'Mikaf Shal," from the palm, from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Shal. What does this mean? I'm like Hakadosh Baruch Hu to David. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to David after David Melch said the Shira, which we just quoted in the pasuk, which was Divrei David. David, Shira to'im al mapalase shal shal. You're singing a song on the downfall of Shaul, that he was saved from Shaul, and Shaul had a downfall. El mali after Shaul, if it were to be that you were Shaul, meaning that you would have been born in his mazel, in his divine flow. V'hu David, he would have been David, meaning he would have been born in your mazel. Ibadati kama David mipanav, I would have destroyed many Davids in front of him, because Shaul is actually greater tzaddik than you. That's what it says in Pasuk and Tehillim, that David says, Shigoyin le David. It was like a shagaga, it was a mistake that David made. Asher shar l'Hashem, that he sang to Hashem, al divrei, and that's the divrei, Kush ben Yamini, on the words related to Kush ben Yamini. Now, who's Kush? Chi Kush Shemai, his name was Kush, v'ale Shol Shemai. Shol, who was from Sheva ben Yamin, was his name. So Allah, rather, ma Kushi, it's calling him a Kushi, because Kushi is from the Kuth, which Mishun ba'irai, that their skin is different because they're dark-skinned. So Avshol, so to Shol is Meshunna ben Maisav. He's different in his actions, meaning it's so stark, the color of those people. So too is so stark the actions of Shol, because he was a tzaddik gamer, totally righteous person. That was the mistake, and that was the divrei David, that the words of prophecy that he had made, those are the Rishonim. Similarly, you find this interpretation of Kushi as referring to this something that's so starkly different. That it says, a pasuk in Bamidbar, that Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe, Aloydus Isha Kushas Ashalokach, regarding the Kushas woman that he took. Now, was she a Kushas? Her name was Tzipira. Ella, rather, Ma Kushas Mishun Ba'iri, just like a Kushi, has such different type of a skin. Av Tzipira Mishun Ba'masel, so to Tzipira, her actions were so different than everyone else because she was so righteous. So, some of you say in Yirmiya, the Yishma Eved Melcha Kushi, the servant of the king, of the Kushi king, heard. Now, Kushi Shmai, what was the king's name? Kushi? Well, Tzidkia Shmai, his name was Tzidkia Melech. Elama Kushi, rather, just like the Kushi Meshunim Ba'irai, his color of his skin is so different. Av Tzidkia Meshunim Ba'irai, so too, his actions were so different because he was such a tzaddik. Similarly, we find the pasuk in Amos. Halakivne Kishuyim Atem Li, the gear says B'nei Yisrael, but you, the Jewish people, you're like the sons of Kushim to me. What, Kushim Shaman? What were their name? Kushim? Well, Yisrael Shaman, but their name is Yisrael. Rather, Ma Kushi Meshunah Ba'iri, just like the Kushi, the skin is so different. If you saw Meshunah B'Masim Kalum, so too the Jewish people, their actions are so different from all the nations of the world. Now, in that same parak that we quoted before regarding David, so the Gemara continues to expand the psukim over there. Amr B'Shemuel Ben Nachmeni Amr B'Yinsin says, "My dear, what does it mean over there in Shmuel Beis that says Neum David Ben Yishai? So says David the son of Yishai, Neum Hagever Hukam Ol, and so says the person who brought upon himself the yoke." Because there it's talking about the mistake that David HaMelech made. So what is it referring to? Noam David ben Yishai, so says David the son of Yishai, Shehekim Ula Shal Tshuva, that he has established the yoke of repentance. Meaning that he first repented, and therefore he gave a pathway for people who want to repent. As the Gemara says in the first book of the Dalma Beis, that really David was not fit to do that action of his sin. Rather, if some individual is going to make a sin, they're going to say, don't worry, go like David HaMelech, that Hashem forgave him for his sin, so too you could also repent, and that's what it means. He was Hekim Ula, Hukum Oil, he established the yoke of tshuva. The pasuk says over there, Amalekei Yisrael, he says, the God of the Jewish people, Li Dibet Tzur Yisrael, to me spoke the rock of the Jewish people, Moshel Ba'adam, who dominates in the person, Tzadik Moshel, the righteous person dominates through Yiras Elokim, through the fear of God. So my comma, what was the Pasuk saying? So my Rav says, Hachakama, this is what the Pasuk is saying. Amar, David HaMelech said, Elokei Yisrael, the God of the Jewish people, Li, in other words, Dibur Tzur Yisrael, that to me, or about me, spoke the protector of the Jewish people, Ani Moshe Ba'adam, I rule over people. But, that's what Hashem is saying, He's Moshe Ba'adam, but me Moshe be who rules on me? Tzaddik, the tzaddik rules. I mean, that's what I mean. Tzaddik Moshel Yiras Elokim, that so to speak, the righteous rules over the fear of God, because Shani Geizer Gzer, because Hashem says, I make a decree, Umavatla, and the tzaddik comes along and nullifies it. So in a way, the righteous person rules over God, so to speak. Now, the Pesukim say over there, that Eila Shemais HaKibayim HaShalot David, these are the names of the mighty ones, that David HaMelech had, Yeshu B'Shebes, Begimim, that sat in the assembly, Tachmaini, they had the captains who had Dina Ha'etzni, his name was Dina Etzni, Al Shemayin Me'ezchal B'Pamechas, on 800 corpses in one shot. Now, says Gemara, my comment, what is it saying? Because Tachmaini is not the name of an individual. What is it saying that these are the names of the mighty ones that David HaMelech had? So I remember before he says, this is what the Pasuk is saying. It's not talking about individuals. It's Ve'el Shemayin Gevurayis HaBashal David. These are the names of the mightiness of David himself. What is the mightiness? There's a few different things the Pasuk mentions. When it says Yeshiva Shevis, that he sat in the assembly, means like this. B'shosho Yeshiva Yeshiva, when David HaMelech would sit in the yeshiva, in the study hall, lo have a yeshiva gabi karma ksasas. He wouldn't sit on top of any pillows or cushions, ela gabi karka, he would sit on the ground. Why? So as the Gemara explains, because the cholkama dava rabbi ira ha'yiri kaim, as long as his teacher, his rabbi ira ha'yiri was around, have a masni, see ira ha'yari would teach lehula rabbanu to the rabbis, including David, he would sit on pillows and cushions, and David would be on the ground. Now, kinach navshi, when his Rebbe passed away, have a masni David Rabbanan, David taught to the rabbis. David was teaching the rabbis, and he was still sitting on the ground. Shamalei, they said to him, what do you mean, let the master sit on pillows and cushions. He didn't accept that upon himself, and that means Yeshua B'Shevis, he would sit on the floor with everyone else. When the Pasuk continues, says, Tachmaini, what does that mean? Omer Rav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, since you lower yourself, as we just said in the previous words, he sat on the floor with everyone else. So Tachmaini, instead of being like, make me wise, it means it's like Tehei, because Ches is interchangeable with Hey, Tehei Kamaini, you're going to be like me. What does that mean? Because I make a decree, like the end of the Pasuk is referring to that idea, and you are going to nullify it. When it says Reish HaShelishim, which generally like the Shalish is like the captain, but the head of the threes means to hey Reish LeShelishim's office, and you can be the leader of the three of us, that he's going to go in front of the three of us, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, in Olam Haba. And when the Pasuk says, Hu Adino HaEtzni, he's Adina the Etzni, what does that refer to? Because when David HaMelech would sit and toil in Torah, that's the word Adina, he would make himself flexible, he would bend himself, his hands and his feet together, and he would sit on the ground, ketelas, like a worm. But when you go out to fight in the war, he would make himself hard like a wood. So that's Adina in the one hand when he learned, but it etzim like a eight when he would go out to fight a war. And the Pasuk continues, on 800 slain individuals in one shot, means David HaMelech would throw an arrow, and we'd fell 800 corpses in one shot. And he actually would groan over the 200 that he didn't kill. Why? Because the Chassid says in the Devarim, when the Jewish people are doing well, how could it be that one person is going to chase after 1,000? So David HaMelech wanted that one shot should kill 1,000 people, but he only would kill 800, so he was groaning on the 200 that he didn't get. And yet, Yotzabaskav Amr, heavenly voice came out and said, like it says in Pasuk Melachim Aleph, Rak bedvar Uriah HaHachiti. It's only because of the sin that he did that he caused the death of Uriah HaHachiti in sending him to war. That's why he lost 200 out of 1,000, and therefore he would only kill 800 with one arrow.